right, and here we are. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams, and we are back. All right. We are back. This is the Working Title Show with Zach Sams, and we have a great show today. It is Postmasters Week. I can't be more excited. It was an amazing Sunday. I hope you all watched. We talked last week about who we thought was going to win, not with our current guests, but with our guests from last week, which it's interesting. Rory. You said Roy?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, Brad. I figured you probably did. You know, what's really interesting to know is last week, our guests were from Denton.
Oh, wow.
And this week, and this was not by design, our guests are from Denton County. So we've got like a little bit of a Denton County thing going on here. We'll see who our audience thinks was the best show. So, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
What kind of audience do you have?
They're quite sophisticated.
Very diverse.
Yeah. I'll tell you about more about them after. It's an impressive group. Yeah. So, you know, with that said, with these great guests from Denton County, we have Alex Payne, Brett Andrus, and Brad Andrus from Northbridge Realty Holdings. All three principals.
Yes.
And guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for driving all the way south across the lake.
Most of your audience probably never drives north of 635, right?
No, they get nosebleeds.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good to have a local person like yourself up here, kind of like
I bridge north and south.
Yeah, you did a good job of it, too. Yeah.
We are Northbridge, if you didn't catch that.
Is that how that happened? I think that's really
the reason that you wore what you wore. Is a little more calm down. You had the Denton County folks. And so
a little more casual. Now, down here, you just wear a vest.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah, I saw in most of your episodes you were wearing a vest.
I switched it up for today in honor of the Masters. And I ordered this shirt before the Masters, and it came in after it was over. Yeah. So this is a first wear,
It's a poncho. Thanks for having us down here. And
thank you all for being
here. Here, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I built it myself.
Yeah. Really nice.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. But, guys, again, thanks for being here. You know, we're already through the first quarter, which is crazy. We're almost through the first month of the second quarter, which is crazy. How's 2025 been for Northbridge Realty this year? And I know we'll talk about the brokerage side too. What are y'all seeing in 2025? Is this a year that y'all are excited about, or is this a year you're just hoping to coast through for a better future in 26 or beyond?
We heard we were supposed to stay alive until 25.
Not a fun saying.
That was.
By the end of 24, I wanted to punch everyone.
We stayed alive.
We're all alive.
We're here.
Okay.
A lot of optimism coming into the year.
Yeah.
Had a lot of, I guess, you know, a flurry of activity for us. It's been a slower last couple of years for sure, and I'm sure you've heard that from a lot of your guests, but it was... We've had some activity in the first quarter. You know, I feel like, you know, a little bit of a lull, but maybe that's just because we were so, you know, spun up on a transaction recently. And then after it closed, we were like, why aren't we doing this every week like we used to?
Yeah. Right? Well, you know, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about what Northbridge Realty, you know, I know y'all develop. What do y'all develop? What do y'all like? What's your bread and butter?
Brad, you want to take this?
Come on, Brad.
Northbridge Realty primarily, I'd say, focus on storage. Self-storage facilities would be our more bread and butter.
Yeah.
We certainly consider ourselves opportunistic, so looking for kind of an opportunity, any kind of opportunity. We've done a lot of land deals as well like that, and a lot of times those will lead, you know, if we're looking for an area where we want to build a storage facility, we'll end up buying more land than we need. It just makes sense to kind of take down more and then find ways to kind of parcel that out.
So right.
Done a lot of those kind of transactions as well, but really on the development side, storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is storage development, is that hot like it was, you know, prior to, I guess 22 is the last real hot year So is that coming
there
back?
There was a post COVID, there was a real run up on, you know, whether it was occupancies or the ability to raise rates. And obviously, when you can do both of those things, occupancy high and continue to raise rates, a lot of money and attention goes into those areas. And I think there was a lot of flurry of activity in 21 to build new facilities that are probably now getting delivered. But it's been the last couple of years, new projects to get started, it's been tough. I mean, you know, it'd be like probably Alex and you said, and your guests have said that just interest rates being as high as they've been and costs being as high as they've been. And then
Was
that
there
kind
any
of
over?
COVID, that kind of after COVID, right? That run up, then there was kind of that back settling down of kind of just that
Was there a
normalization.
bit of an overbuild in the storage
It's
industry?
such a small, I mean, it's, you know, overbuild's really hard to determine because the trade market's so small.
Right.
I mean, what is overbuilt in 3 miles here may not be overbuilt 3 miles away.
Right.
And so when you're looking at a trade area that's that small, it's hard to say whether it's overbuilt. I
Is
think
that a
you just,
normal distance between storage, like 3 miles?
that's kind of been the golden standard of how you underwrite it, right? I mean, those kind of small micro areas, right?
3 to 5 miles
Three to
is
five.
kind of what you're looking at. Yeah.
In Dallas, it may be even smaller,
Really?
an area
Okay.
that's, you know,
It's more
this
dense.
urban. We're talking about where we live in Denton County, and obviously we have some deals in Collin County and elsewhere that, but that it's been kind of the
Yeah,
standard.
it comes down to population density mostly, right?
What's the key ingredients of an area for storage? How many rooftops? And I mean, y'all mentioned 3 miles between other.
Well, there's certainly we've over the years started to hone in on what we think works for us or where we've had success. And that
Don't give away all our
I
secrets.
won't. No. I mean, it comes down to income, right? First of first and foremost is, disposable income matters. And it just comes down to also competition, right? So is there other facilities in your 3 mile radius? Is there more square feet, per capita than there should be, or is there a gap in the market? So
And obviously, new home growth is a big component to that, and just the movability of new home growth. You know, when interest rates became so high, everybody's locked into these low rates, right? And so there is still some new homes being sold, you know, through builders' incentives and things like that. So it's causing people to move, but not like there used to be.
Yeah.
And so storage needs people to move as well. I mean, it's one of the most, it's the biggest reason why people store is because they're moving.
Right.
No, which sounds like a normal reason to store stuff. You're
Yeah, but
moving. You got a transition
and we're
time.
hoarders by nature too, so there's that too.
Yeah, that's the yeah,
That's
that's
the
it.
second biggest
That's where
reason.
they never move out. It just
That's right.
stays in there,
Yeah, that's
which
right.
isn't bad,
You
right?
love that.
Yeah,
Well,
like
that's
that
where.
customer, you don't build a new facility banking on that customer over time. You start to have more and more of them, but you need movement in the market. And for the last few years, there has been less residential movement as a result of higher interest rates. And
Right.
so with that has created less demand on storage. So it has been challenging for our business and our industry. But we again have I think finally stabilized to some point and
Yeah.
figured out how we're going to make projects work and have closed on some sites this year and are ready to get started on some new developments.
So you think y'all will break ground in 25 on some stuff?
We believe so.
Yeah, we
That's
have a
exciting.
project that's being permitted right now. So we expect to get approvals for that in the next couple months, and you know, expect to start pretty quickly on that one.
Yeah, that one's in Sanger, Texas, adjacent to a new development of Tom Thumb, a new residential community, new multifamily. We actually just closed.
Sanger's getting multifamily.
Sanger's kind of gonna have its day finally, I think. So
We also just closed on a piece of land in Salina, and Salina's obviously seen tons of
oh
residential
my
growth.
goodness, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is in pretty far northwest Salina, next to the Legacy Hills development.
The new country club. Are you aware of the new country club? I know you're a big golfer,
I'm
Zach.
definitely
Does your
aware.
audience know that you're a big golfer? Do they
The
know
audience
about?
has heard a couple things.
They have.
They have.
Do they know your scratch?
I don't know if that's been disclosed, but that's wrong. It's going up. So
Okay.
yeah,
Well.
I'm trying to work on that handicap. So I've been reading your newsletter, trying to get that under control.
You're gonna tell your audience about the newsletter?
Well, I mean, you're trying to get more subscribers, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. Good point.
Yeah.
www.
Brett's handicap never changes unless it's going up. Yeah.
Sorry to
Yeah. No, it's okay. But getting back
to Alex Handicap, he's really happy.
Alex Handicap has been moving down.
It's been moving down. He's not happy.
Will not move.
He can't take one score.
One score.
Well, I think you have to keep playing rounds to drive it out of there.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, see, we could talk about anything.
We could talk about anything.
But what I'm curious to know is how did y'all, going back to storage, how did y'all get into this asset class? Because that's not where y'all started.
Yeah. Wow.
What made that happen?
Accident, right? Has a lot of good things happen. They happen by accident and good timing. And
did this happen with Alex going out to Possum Kingdom and start storing things out there? Happened before that?
Before that.
But before that. We don't want to get into that.
No. Well, the future mayor of Possum Kingdom here, I thought we were going to talk about
that. Oh, okay. It was going back to what year? 2015, possibly?
Yeah.
I have a brokerage business as well, Axis Realty Group. And at the time, I had an agent that was in my office that had stumbled across an opportunity for what I would probably say is a Class C, maybe a C-, a storage facility in downtown Denton. And he brought it to us, and I probably didn't pay much attention because I'm like, well, it's a good location.
I had nothing going on, though.
Yeah, so. Brett, I just kind of scoffed at it and moved on, and then he kept mentioning it, and Brett was like, what is this? What is this deal you got? So he dug into that.
Well, for 6 months, I went and visited the facility and would ask it was an old lady that lived there, and I would ask, hey, you got any storage units for rent? No, we're 100% full. Okay.
The storage lady lived at the storage facility?
Upstairs. She was like 80.
Wow.
So this is an old lady, and we became friends as I was just looking for storage, and it was always 100% full.
That's usually a good thing
for
right?
business, but they hadn't raised rates, and it was the old mom and pop operator.
Mom and pop operator for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that deal turned out to so you ended up acquiring that
deal.
Yeah,
we ended up buying that.
And
deal.
We really bought that as much thinking it was good, just kind of his land plan.
It was
good.
A block from the transit center in downtown, so we thought, oh, this will tear this down one day and
build
apartments or.
As we started operating and realized, wow, you change these rents every month. I mean, it's really an interesting, unlike a lot of real estate, where you're wanting longer term, fewer tenants, longer term leases. This has hundreds, thousands of tenants sometimes with, month to month leases. And so, but the advantage of that is you get to change those.
So it's almost accidental is what it sounds like. You kind of stumbled into it.
We were the cheapest rents in the market. We raised everyone 15-20% and no one left, and did it again, refinanced the property, and maybe we should be in this business.
Maybe we should scale up.
Yeah, scale up. What does it look like if we build a Class A facility? And
that was in 2015.
Yeah, we started 17. We built our first new facility in 2017, opened it up in 2018, sold it.
It was in Argyle.
In Argyle up to where you live. And I don't know if you disclose your address where you live.
Well,
it's in that Argyle zip code.
Yeah, there's a security aspect to it. We can't put that out there.
It was up in those income levels that we like.
It was your income level kind of stratosphere is what we like.
It was a polar opposite from our first facility. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
So first one was in 2015, kind of sort of by accident. How many units do we have today?
Oh man, there's facilities or unit facilities.
Well, units a bigger number, so I was trying to give you that opportunity to throw a big number out there. But you can say it's
8,000 plus,
8,000, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a facility that has 1,000 units in kind of the Little Elm Oak Point area. So they can, and we have some facilities that have 120 units. So it kind of ranges between
them. We recently looked at a very nice 10 unit facility in downtown Forestburg. So we're looking to add maybe 10 more units to the next.
Do you think your audience knows what they're going to have to Google Forestburg?
Now that's not Denton County.
Actually, it's a funny side note. My wife just bought a Bronco that we talked about on this show, and the lady that traded it in was from Forestburg, and I know this because I'm trying to get the second key from her.
Yeah, well, we're trying to really
set her. What she told the guy at the dealership was, I come to Denton every 2 to 3 weeks from Forestburg.
Forestburg.
Well, I hope you don't have many Forestburg listeners. It doesn't have much going on.
Probably just the owner of the storage facility. It's a real estate show.
That deal didn't make it past investment committee, though.
It did not.
No.
Did Brett get it? Did he go talk to the lady?
Yeah, I think
there was no lady.
She wasn't living above unit number 2?
No. No.
But we're always turning over rocks. So right. That's my point.
Sometimes you find a deal that's not worth doing.
Yeah. No deal too small.
That's right.
You got to look at a lot of deals these days. That's right. I mean, you just have to look at a lot and be opportunistic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, before the show started, y'all were talking about that y'all had bought some notes of some storage facilities weren't doing so well. Are y'all, do y'all see more of that going on? Are there more distressed out assets out there?
I think that's what, I mean, a lot of people were kind of waiting for, you know, blood in the streets and these
the big extended dying. Pretend was right. Kind of, yeah.
And it may still be coming. I'm not all that optimistic that we'll see a lot of that though. Right. It's possible, I guess. It depends on obviously a lot of things, but it's not something we've seen much of. I think this is kind of a unique situation. This particular case is not, I don't think, typical of what we're going to start seeing. So we'll be keeping an eye out for it, but I don't expect a lot of it.
Yeah. This is more niche product that kind of was maybe a little overbuilt. And so, but the economics of what happened, the interest only periods expired, you know, rates start having to bump up from their original rate as they reset. I mean, those things are happening and developers like ourselves are dealing with those issues. We're not immune to any of those issues that we have them, but it's a matter of dealing with them. And I think being upfront with your lenders and working through any issues that you may have So,
I don't know. It seemed like we all expected to see more, bank owned real estate plays. And
seeing it. Multifamily
list is bigger. I mean,
yeah, I checked the list and I've seen multifamily, plenty of that. But this only one storage deal since we've really been paying attention. I'm sure there have been others, but
I don't know how y'all feel about it, but it seems to me that that's kind of way out of when real estate gets slow. Way out of it is when assets don't perform, notes are bought, they're foreclosed, that brings basis down, it allows activity to keep going, and that hasn't really happened up until it sounds like maybe it's starting to.
Yeah, and I think everybody, a lot of the debt that's repricing is, is from 2021, 22. I think people were hoping that rent rates by now would start to come down, and
interest rates
would start to come down, and I don't think they really have. So again, there may be some issues that come up in the next year.
Interesting. Well, I want to pivot over to the Access brokerage for a second, and tell us a little bit about that.
Did you look at him?
What's that?
Did you look at him when you said that?
I think he did.
Well, I looked in his direction. Should I look at you?
He's kind of a retired broker. I mean, really practiced broker.
You didn't know you were retired.
Hey. I want you to look into that camera and tell them that's not true.
I am not retired.
I promise you one thing right now. Okay.
We all got it. We got our cameo into the mic or into the camera. So tell us about the brokerage. What's y'all's focus there? And how does that team look?
In fact, I started my commercial brokerage career, I think, right here in this building.
Lincoln Center in this building?
Yeah, I worked for Moore Partners for a year out of college, but then I've been in Denton since 2002. Helped build a team there for the first 5 years.
Is that normal for somebody in college to be working in commercial real estate while they're doing classes? That seems like a good move.
Overachiever, right?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't in commercial during. I did some residential during college.
Okay.
But after I graduated, I came here and worked for a year of it, then was in Denton for since 2002. So I guess 23 years now. I've been doing commercial real estate. The dynamics of Denton at that time were certainly smaller and not as heavy growth, but it was at the beginning of what took off. I think there was about 80,000 people there at the time when I got to Denton, and there weren't many people doing commercial real estate. So it was a good timing. I kind of learned on the fly and, didn't specialize in any one thing, just, tried to do whatever I could, but it was a good time to be there and a good time to learn. And, 2007 started Access Realty Group, which is our brokerage. Brad works in that business as well with me. We have some other agents that work on that team. And so, as far as a specialty, we do land, industrial, office, you know, leasing and sales, I would say. And so we've done multifamily, we've done retail. We don't specialize or do a heavy amount of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And really we don't do much in the way of brokerage for self-storage. We work with other brokers bring those opportunities. But and we're more of a regional player to Denton. It's probably a 15-mile radius that we are, you know, I guess more competent and familiar with and have been, you know, able to have success. And so we're still active in the brokerage business. And
how's activity been lately on the brokerage side?
Yeah, it's been good. The challenging, there's always been, I've had three downturns in brokerage, I guess. And so
getting old, gray hairs and all that.
The third downturn but it's always the year that it turns that's the hardest on the broker, I feel like, because the expectations, you know, are just not aligned. Sellers and buyers, landlords and tenants. And so when they're disconnected, there's no broker, you know.
No deals happening.
There's no deals. So when they come into alignment, then transactions can occur. And so we've had, you know, our share of plenty of transactions.
So you said alignment is starting to come back?
Yeah, I think it's been back more on the brokerage side probably since, you know, maybe 2023.
I mean, from the title side, we see, you know, Denton really performed pretty well compared to some of the other markets around here, you know, over the last couple of years. You know, the suburban markets where there's a lot of growth, and I mean, the amount of single tenant stuff that we've closed, you know, over the last couple of years in Denton and other similar markets has been,
and it's still growing tremendously. I mean, we've, you know, last year had, you know, some sizable land transactions that were, again, like the Sanger property we mentioned was a site that Brad helped broker. That was, you know, one developer bought it, but it retail, multifamily, single family, and then we kept a little sliver for a Yellador storage. But you know, that was a large brokerage transaction that did occur last year. They worked on it for a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah.
It did take some time, but.
What do you think, to the person that's thinking about real estate investing or is a real estate investor, what's attractive about the Denton market maybe versus, you know, the Collin County, Dallas, or Tarrant markets? Why would somebody go there maybe versus these other three?
Well, it is, I don't know why necessarily that it's better than these other areas, but it is, it's a little, still a little more green, I'd say, you know, sort of more upside, a lot of growth,
mm-hmm.
right? One area we didn't talk about, I mean, in Denton, kind of that west, I mean, everybody knows what's happened from Denton out towards Frisco, McKinney, you know, east 380.
Right.
Well, now it's starting to really
west 380.
Move out west and out towards Decatur and kind of that up from Fort Worth 287. And you know, we've got Hillwood doing another major development on the south side of Denton, their landmark project that is, I mean, massive. And so there's still, it's green, but there's so much going on.
Sounds like storage opportunities with all these.
Well, we're looking at every one of
them. Hillwood's a good one to follow around.
Hillwood's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, in that 380 and 156, Brett and I would both live in Crum.
Y'all live in Crum.
We're in Crum.
Crum's
also known as Croom.
Croom. We want to dress it up. It's Croom.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 380 and 156, right in about a mile, maybe 2 mile radius right there between single family and multifamily, there's about 10,000 units planned. I mean, under development or planned. And so,
wow.
I mean, that changes the landscape of that area, you know, drastically. So anyway,
it's fun to drive up there to that 35, 380 intersection.
That's a great one.
It's a good one.
It'll be done in 2029 though.
Yeah. You'll be able to get to the club like at least 15 minutes faster.
Fly over. It's going to be quite the deal, but we've got a 4-year project going mm-hmm. in front of us. So it's going to be a mess for a while.
Yeah.
But lots of good growth up there. So we think it's a great market to invest in.
Well, I'll tell you.
And you get connected with good local brokers. That's the other thing. So
that's
you
make
a couple of good local
agents. Well, I would say
agents.
From an industrial, Denton's been on the map now the last few years from an industrial perspective, you know,
like Denton Airport over there.
Yeah. But the your institutional developers for years were not willing to come.
But I mean, you've got the.
Now they're everywhere they can stick one. It seems like that's where it's going.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you got the 35s coming together and then 380 right there. So that is, I mean, for transportation and, you know, logistics, it's a great spot to be.
It's a great hub.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 380, it's which is also university. When I was in high school, that's where you drove your cruise car up cruise and down. Back. Yeah. Do y'all remember that? Did y'all come from Crum over there to drive university?
Yes. Or did y'all have a trip? Turnaround, right?
Yeah, well, I guess you just make a U-turn. And
yeah, we seem to use
get
that.
Hassled by the cops for a little bit and then, get back in your car.
That's right. You were probably doing more things than Brad and I, so.
I probably got hassled a little bit.
Yeah, you probably have more hassling.
I don't know if does that have to do with the BYU alum kind of thing? Is that why?
Maybe a little more tame, but yeah, the BYU alum.
You know, I was looking.
Like BYU Cougars. It's our. It's
the BYU or Cougars?
The sport. It's our Cougars. Sporting time. We're about to be good in a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Get ready.
Well, okay.
Now you can pay to play
basketball. Football, everything. Watch it.
I believe you. I believe you. I was looking.
Is that camera on me? Put it right here. BYU basketball, football, watch it. Okay,
now got it here.
You just boosted the ratings right there. I was looking at y'all's bios, and Brad and Brett both went to BYU. Brad, I was looking at yours, and I did not know you had a journalism degree.
Oh yeah,
from the University of North Texas,
master's degree in journalism.
Have you done any journalism?
I did start a newspaper, actually.
Started a newspaper.
I started a newspaper in Crum. Ran that for
The Garrison Hearst of Denton.
Yeah. It was fledgling and didn't last all that long, but there just wasn't much news. You know, that was a problem.
Do you have any articles that you wrote that you could share? So,
yes, Highway to Hell. That was talking about
156. That wasn't about University 380.
No, that was 156 before they widened it. It was the Highway to Hell.
The Highway to Hell.
Lots of accidents there, but we got that changed through good journalism.
Good journalism. He does read all our investor reports.
Okay. Does he write any of them or just read? So he's an editor now.
More the editor.
He's an editor. Well, why hasn't he?
Final proof for you.
Yeah, final proof.
Okay. Well, if you're an editor, why haven't you edited Brett's bio here? Because it's a little repetitive.
I wanted to ask you what you got.
Have you read this? He mentions golf twice, that he enjoys golf twice. He mentions that he's from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints twice.
Are you saying this?
Well, I'm just wondering why the journalism. Didn't get in here.
I think you just printed it twice.
No, this is all in one sheet here. Pass it down.
Look, you obviously didn't give it to the journalism major.
You need to do your job.
Well, I'm proud of both of those facts.
He was looking for a little filler.
I'm double proud of both of them.
It's an interview more. Repeat the second paragraph.
I don't have a lot of information to share.
Throw that thing in chat this week.
What we've always enjoyed about this bio, if I may.
Yeah, we're talking about my bio.
I was thinking. I always enjoyed about it. Tell me, is it okay?
I don't know.
The BYU part.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
What's your AI assistant's name? Dory?
Don't you know
Tess. Tess.
Brad. Yes, he can. Go ahead.
Why didn't you ask Tess?
I just have got so many things going on, but we will get that filled.
Go ahead, Brad. My kids don't know, but go ahead. I mean, when they want to
fall, I love the way he writes it. He attended BYU.
Yeah. Did you notice anything about that?
Well, I didn't show the degree. But that's okay.
No, but it's all about.
I don't have my degree in my bio either.
Exactly. Why do you want to put your degree? I attended there. I may have attended a few other spots too along the way.
I got a call.
But you can't put them all. The bio's only so long.
You don't want to sound pompous. You know.
Kids, you can do anything in life, even without a degree. There you go.
I mean, you're scholarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never stop learning.
That's right. Life is.
Yeah. I agree.
What's the hat all about?
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for asking. I was going to mention this y'all would know about this hat if y'all had been part of my, I guess y'all don't like charity, but I had a charity event last November.
Oh, yeah, we're all
Sculpt Bonanza.
We're all kind of squirming
around. I thought you BYU guys were a big charity.
Oh,
you
guys
can play for your own charity. So, So our second annual one's coming up this October, the 22nd through the 24th. It's back at Lajitas Golf Resort, which the world famous Lajitas Golf Resort.
October?
October 22nd through 24th.
Perfect time.
Perfect
time. It's the best time to go to Lajitas.
It is.
If you're thinking about going that week, you can't because I have the whole place booked.
Okay.
We've got two planes on standby waiting for us. So, we've got, we're trying to have 30 teams this year. Last year was our first year. And believe it or not, the first year you create a tournament, it's harder to fill than hopefully the second year will be. And so we had 16 teams, 32 players, but we donated $54,000 to charities.
Wow.
And the winning teams get to donate their winnings to the charity of their choice. So, it's a fun concept. Charity component, and there's really a networking component too. You know, a lot of commercial real estate guys there. If they're not commercial real estate guys per se, they're usually high net worth guys that invest in commercial real estate. And so we cover all that.
Tyler Isbell there?
Guest host Tyler Isbell, who's, working title.
We got some ideas for him on this show.
Yeah, we've got some ideas.
Some bits. Get some bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what y'all were saying, but I kind of would like him, like, do you remember the Tom Green show?
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy that was in the back that would just kind of laugh.
Yeah, just in that same vein. Whatever you think. I think Tom Green was great. He's
got a good laugh.
We're spitfiring some ideas.
Yeah.
I like this. Tyler's going to be happy about
Zach, you really, honestly though, you're a great connector of people.
The way
you network and help people connect is we've always appreciated it. And we know that you're one of the guys we can call. It's like, we don't know somebody in this industry or this, you know, trade or whatever, we can call you. And so we appreciate that. We're going to support you. We're going to do this.
Y'all are going to be here.
We're jumping right in as a spot.
You can't miss it. You know, it would be a detriment to your business. And
can Axis be a title sponsor?
This would be a great sponsor.
Title. We could call. If there's a title sponsor, it actually will be called, the Axis Realty Bonanza at the border.
Talk about that. If we win, how closely do you monitor the charitable status of the organization that gets the money? Because we have some projects that seem like charity.
Had some guys that were trying to donate to USAID that we told them those charities weren't allowed.
Yeah. Fine Arts Theater.
Yes.
Fine Arts Theater, that could be approved. That could be improved. You know, we just have to, typically if you're supporting, orphans and women,
it's the arts.
Then you're good.
The arts.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
we're excited. This will be fun this year.
And when you say the fine arts, what are you talking about there? I don't know.
Fine Arts Theater?
Yeah. We're
renovating the old theater there on Square, downtown Denton.
Downtown Denton Square, the old Fine Arts Theater. What was it? When in its heyday, what was it, a movie theater?
It was a movie theater, yeah.
Okay.
First run movie theater up until the very early 80s.
And they go that long? Was it all the way to the 80s?
Yeah.
So the last movie that showed in there was in the 80s.
Do you remember going to there?
We went to
might have been 4 or 5 when it stopped.
I watched movies at 4 or 5. I was a big movie
Which movie did you watch?
Big movie watcher.
Anyway.
We went to Golden Triangle Mall.
So in Golden Triangle Mall and University.
Put them out of business.
University Theater.
Is it the Plitt or the Platt? We're almost out of time. Trey's telling us that. So let's finish this fine arts thing.
But we're bringing it back, maybe. So it's going to be.
For movies?
Well, it'll be movies and live event. It'll be as much more, really more live event.
Yeah, who are your partners on that? And you.
Yeah, so we're partnered with the guys here that have the Texas Theater, that operate the Texas Theater here in Dallas. So,
Jason, and you were on the Jeff Crilly show recently talking about this.
Yeah, Jason.
So check that out.
Check that out. That was a good time.
We'll link to that for
you.
Okay,
good. Yeah, it's a great project. So
awesome. Well, our producer is saying that we've used all the time we've paid for it.
Man.
Wow.
So that went fast, didn't it?
I've got another $10 to contribute. We can go longer.
I think we should have a part two.
Save that for the bonanza at the border, Brad.
You know what would be cool if we did a road show at the Fine Arts Theater.
Mm-hmm. That would be it.
That would be cool.
There will be live podcasts there. So
yeah.
Oh wow!
We have a deal.
You're bringing a competitor in.
That's right.
Yeah, all right.
We can do a show at our podcast space in Denton.
I'd love
one now, and we don't have a time constraint on it.
Let's work on those dates. Thanks, guys, for coming on. This has been the Working Title Show with Zach Sams. We will see you next time.